Right now, joining me here in the studio from North Coast Children's Services is Kathy Montaigne. It's Pastels in the Plaza time.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning to you. So, how many years is this? Which annual event is this?
This is our 31st annual Pastels in the Plaza, which is hard to believe. It's been that many wonderful years of doing this event.
That is amazing. It really is
amazing. Yeah, a lot of kids have grown up through the years, and now the parents are bringing their kids, and their grandparents started sidewalk art 31 years ago.
So we all, I think, grew up drawing on the sidewalk with chalk.
Yes, that's every child gets to do that.
Everyone does that, and so every adult gets to be a kid by doing Pastels on the Plaza.
Doing it again.
A little bit more sophisticated than the stuff you did as a child, but it's all for a good cause. It's all to raise money for North Coast Children's Services.
Yes, it is. This is our major fundraiser, mm-hmm. and it supports our Head Start state preschool programs, toddler centers, home-based programs throughout Humboldt and Del Norte County. So yeah. It's a big benefit for us.
And, of course, speaking of kids, I assume you generally still have those little squares in the middle for the kids.
We do. We have an area for children's art, and we provide the pastels from prior years. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of kids get their start, doing art on the sidewalk.
And here's the amazing thing. This is mind-boggling, but I've talked to several adults who are doing pastels, and they said, yeah, we used to start off doing it as kids on the plaza, you know, in the middle there. While our parents were doing it, and now we're doing it.
And they're doing it with their friends and soon-to-be children. I know it's wonderful when an event kind of brings families together and the community as well. So it's really wonderful.
It really is. It is just fantastic. And, of course, you've got some folks are artists. Some folks are sponsors. Some are combinations like us, we sponsor, and of course Amy has been doing the Cahum Square for the past million years, but you also have artists that don't have sponsors, and you have sponsors that don't have artists, and you kind of matchmake them.
Yes. And actually we're doing more and more things through our Facebook page, Pastels in the Plaza, and artists can sign up and businesses can sign up and we can match them, and that works out really well because sometimes a business won't have a connection with an artist, but I'm excited because the next year they will. They'll come back and say, oh yeah, we enjoyed it so much. Or an artist will say, I'll be there. Who do you want me to do art for? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a wonderful match that artists and businesses make.
Now, this is really your big fundraiser for the year.
Absolutely. It's our largest fundraiser, and it's because of the generosity of the community and both artists donating their time and, of course, businesses making a cash donation to North Coast Children's Services. So it's a win-win. And the city of Arcata, the farmers market, really benefits from it. So it's a real positive day in the community.
Absolutely, and it is one of the most observed things on the plaza. There, the art generally lasts there at least a week, mm-hmm. and I would say over the course of that week, there are just thousands and thousands of people who
it's
come
pretty
by and
remarkable.
See it.
I can come. Sometimes I like to come back later, and no one knows that I have anything to do with the event, and just kind of walk around and hear what people say. And you can also, of course, see it more completely when it's finished and. Artists aren't there bent over their work. So
right.
It's a good thing to come back and look at it on Saturday or mm-hmm. Sunday with your family. And I see lots and lots of people there. Some that way to count them. That would be kind of a cool thing to do.
And generally, for the most part, people are pretty respectful about not stepping on it.
Oh, people are very respectful. And yeah, they see it as fine art and they, you know, appreciate the effort that went into it. And it's really an addition, temporary art, and in the moment, and to everyone's benefit.
And actually, a lot of it is fine art. There are some very well known artists who donated their time for it. It's like, oh my.
Yes, I know. Yes, that person that I've seen their work in a gallery for
right.
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, yeah,
over the years we've had local artists that are really well known who've helped us out, and now we have emerging artists as well, so that's really exciting.
It is really exciting, and of course, although it is temporary art, you do get a photograph of your
work.
That's
right. Mark Lufkin is a professional photographer, takes a beautiful shot of every pastel, and we'll be given the sponsor one, the artist gets one, and we keep one for our scrapbook. So there it is.
And at some point, it may be used for
a poster
as Amy's was, I think, last year.
Uh-huh.
That was which was one that she did like 10 years previous.
Someone asked me about how we pick it, and as it's not a contest, I want to be real clear about that.
Right.
We use the image the whole year in all of our work with children and families. It goes on our calendar. It goes on our website. And this year we chose something by Nina Bentley and their elephants. And we're working on kindness and gentleness with young children. So it's a perfect, you know, kind of metaphor and symbol for that.
Right. And and what the subject is really up to the artist or a sponsor. Sometimes the sponsor says, I really want this. And the artist will do their best to bring that to fruition. But sometimes the sponsor will just do what you want. Put our logo in there somewhere.
Yeah. Surprise me.
Surprise me.
Delight me.
And it's just amazing. And there's all kinds of different skill levels. You look at some and go, well, I could have done that as a child. But some of them are like, wow, that should be hanging in a museum.
One of the things I really like is that we have some groups that come together, whether it's high schoolers or a youth group or the Rotary or a family. Some families make this a tradition this is what they do every fall, bring everybody together and they'll do a family square. This year we have three people we're honoring who have been really, really helpful in Pastels in the past. Sue Williams, who created it. Janet Arnott has been a volunteer for 25 years, and of course Greg Devaney, who was one of the original artists, and we lost all three of them this year, so I want us to remember those people who started it 31 years ago.
Wow. And, as I said, Amy's been doing it for many, many years, and since Cahen went on the air back in 96, and, she's been an artist for a long time, and translating what you do into sidewalk art can sometimes be a challenge.
Very challenging.
Yes. Amy would get there, it was still just getting light out. It was still kind of dark. She got one of the first ones on the plaza, and she used to be like one of the last ones to finish. It would take her forever. She's gotten very efficient now.
She has.
She's gotten very good at it.
And one of the things that people figure out is that depending on your background, you may not have to add much chalk to the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. You may just want to work on the major image.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that helps a lot. And different techniques, brushes and sponges and spray bottles and things like that. And it's water-based. We don't do any oil base or any paint or anything. It's actually always sidewalk art.
Yeah, and it's they are beautiful. And there's different techniques. There are some who work solely dry. There are some that say, no, it has to be, you have to do it wet and spray. And there's some who do a combination of both. And there's really no right way or wrong way. It's whatever works for whatever you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, I think that people develop that over time. So, and they look at who's next to them and like, oh, yeah, that's how you do that. Okay, I'll try that. So
absolutely.
It's like a studio. You're having a studio experience with 250 people. It's pretty amazing.
It really is. So, as we said, this is the big fundraiser for North Coast Children's Services. Let's talk about what North Coast Children's Services is all about.
We provide services for children from birth to five and all the time for a pregnant mom to have, a healthy baby, as well as caring and nurturing their children as infants and then into the toddler years, really focusing on parent involvement and working with parents. Health, really important for children to get their health and dental screening so they can be well and successful as they move into more formal schooling. So we're really focused on that and in a lot of different communities. So that's been a real balanced a program for us.
Yeah, it is very good. And the cool thing about this is a very unusual fundraiser. There are all kinds of different things. This is one of the fundraisers that people really look forward to because it's really just so much fun to not only be part of but just be a spectator and look at it. It's so unusual.
And I think that the farmers market has a huge positive impact. There's music on the plaza. It's just a really wholesome family day. And I think that it's very few times that we get to have such a positive experience with a lot of other people in our community. So we look forward to it. It doesn't cost anything to come and walk around and watch.
That's
doesn't
true.
Artists don't pay anything. We provide all the supplies and then the sponsor makes a donation to support the program. So it's a win-win, win-win-win.
Win-win-win all around. And there's two different size squares. There's the, what are the two sizes?
There's a square that's exactly 3 feet by 3 feet, and then there's a larger square that's about twice as much, not quite twice as big, but a, more of a horizontal image,
right.
And the other is a square. So those are the two options. We experimented with different sizes before, and this seems to work best for the size of the sidewalk,
right.
And to leave a an area where people can still walk around. We can't fill the whole whole space, otherwise you wouldn't be able to walk. So we've over the years we've kind of perfected the best pattern for it.
And what is the cost for the two sizes?
It's tremendously low for the, and some people see it as advertising. It's $125 for the square, and it's $250 for the horizontal shaped one. So very reasonable, yeah, as far as the donation.
That is very reasonable. And are there still squares available, or is it all filled up?
As I always say, I can always fit one more in.
Yeah.
So I know places that no one else knows. We have a few spaces, but not much. So if really, this would be your last opportunity. So if you're interested in a square, being an artist, you can go on Facebook, or you can contact us at ncsheadstart.org, and that would be the best way to get in, right under the wire.
There you go. Well, it's this weekend. It's Saturday, right?
It's Saturday.
This Saturday. And it goes, you know, during the farmer's market. So, you know, you can go there, enjoy the farmer's market, and watch the artists, you know, in their environment, on their knees, scribbling on the sidewalk, mm-hmm. and and doing their art there. And,
yes.
And it's really a heck of a lot of fun. Is it one of the most observed fundraisers in all of Humboldt County, that's
and
for
very
sure.
Inspiring. So it's wonderful, and it's so wonderful to be back at KHUM to say how much we appreciate your support. Thanks again.
Thank you. All righty. Well, best of luck this weekend, and we of course will be there as always.
See you.
We'll see you there. And it looks like Amy's going to be doing the osprey that was in our backyard, which is so cool. What a great idea!
A lot of inspiration in Humboldt County.
A lot of inspiration. That's right.